Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our first guest today, and that is Republican gubernatorial candidate Rick Snyder. Hello, Rick.
Hi, Jack. How are you today?
Just fine. Hey, I wanted to talk to you first, and let's clear something up about the debate situation. We got some messages late last week that there had been some agreement about three debates, and then we heard that the deadline had passed and there was no agreement about debates. And today I got another message saying that Virge Bernero has accepted the debate proposal. And I guess this is for a debate, a single debate hosted by WXYZ-TV in Detroit. Is he going to be debating himself, or is there finally agreement on this?
Well, I think he's going to be debating himself. And a lot of your reports are simply their campaign putting out lots of information without having lots of substance to go with it, which is unfortunate. Basically, from our perspective, right after the primary, the next morning, we issued a letter saying we'd be happy to do three debates,
right,
and we'd do them across the state. We'd want to negotiate in good faith to make them happen, and we wanted to do them before absentee ballots started going out, which happens in just 2 or 3 weeks, because mm-hmm. we thought it fair that everyone have a chance to hear these debates, because a large percentage of people do vote absentee nowadays.
All right.
So that was the starting premise, and so these negotiations kept on going on. A couple times during the course of it, the Bernero campaign did more press things, accepting things, and that just gives you an idea of the kind of gamesmanship that was going on. And so last Friday, given all the peculiar behaviors, we finally put a final offer out that said we'd do three televised debates, one of which was the Center for Michigan Great Debates series. In West Michigan, we would do one at the Detroit Economic Club at noon. That would be rebroadcast that evening. And then we'd do one in Northern Michigan. So we offered up three debates, and we said this is a final offer. So, because the other camp had said we'll debate anytime, anywhere, and that would have been their attitude. So we put out a final offer until 4 o'clock to say, you know, basically, here's your opportunity. And at 356 or 358, I actually saw a press release saying that they had accepted but changed the terms. And enough is enough. You know, they said they'd do anytime, any place. We did a good faith offer of three televised debates across the state with major forums. They said no, so it's time to move on. And the way I view it is we're just going to take our discussion to the people of the state. We're just going to go out on the air and have it so real citizens can ask us questions. We're hopefully going to set up something where people can have that dialogue and see it and do a good job interview with real citizens doing it, as opposed to doing it between a candidate where the other candidate in particular thrives on sound bites and bickering. So, sorry for the long answer, but I just thought I'd walk you through the chronology.
Take
there.
Take us through the process, right.
Well, we shouldn't be having a debate on debates. That's the frustrating part. I mean, we should be talking about creating jobs in our state. That's what really matters.
Is there any opportunity for this to be rekindled with the right mediator where there could be a single debate?
I don't see that happening. I mean, basically, again, we went through this in terms of negotiations, and again, 2 or 3 times they went out to the public. These games have been going on far too long, and again, the way I view it is let's get the discussion. Let me have a forum where I can talk to real citizens asking substantive questions and having a dialogue rather than this kind of soundbite kind of attitude and anger and everything else, because it's not constructive. I mean, we need to actually have a discussion about more and better jobs in our state. That's a serious issue, not this debating on debate stuff.
Don't know whether WXYZ-TV at Channel 7 in Detroit will have a one-person debate on October 21st, but we know one of the candidates will not be there. In terms of your campaign, you had some announcements today in terms of your fundraising team. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Sure, very excited. We got a great team of leaders across the state jumping up to help lead us on the finance front. John Ricolda for the east side of Michigan, Joe Fitzsimmons in the central area, and Bill Parfit from the west side. And these are three of the most wonderful people in the state, and I really appreciate them jumping in because they're focused on reinventing Michigan. And we've got a lot of good people with them. So it's not just three people. There's a whole wave of people that are saying it's time to stand up to fundamentally do things a more and better way than the broken political system we have today.
Rick, are you concerned with the way that we finance elections? A lot of people are saying that if you don't have a lot of your own money, it becomes difficult, or if you are not going to take special interest money, or you're not going to take what some people would consider obscenely large contributions from those who might then be able to exert influence on a candidate. Is there a better way?
Well, there are a lot of issues, and you've covered a number of them, Jack. I mean, I said right up front I wouldn't take a dollar a pack or special interest money, and because special interests have too much influence in Lansing, and that's a major issue. But one of the other things you did mention that we really need to jump on that's been inappropriate through the primary campaign and is happening again is basically this concept of shadow groups, or groups that don't have to disclose where their money came from.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get much more transparency, openness. Free speech is one thing, but the people making allegations and saying things should have to stand up and identify who they are. The robocall attacks, all that stuff is wrong. That's not the right way to do things, and we do need to clean that up. And we actually have a white paper out on that on our website talking about a lot of reforms in terms of more transparency, openness, and disclosure on how to effectively work with special interests and also on some of these campaign issues.
Rick Snyder, our guest, a Republican gubernatorial candidate in the state of Michigan. Rick, I got some information today about California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and his trip to Asia and his courting of China. China has suddenly become a big issue in Michigan campaigns, but how would you react to China in terms of partnering with them in some ways that would be productive for the state of Michigan and courting Chinese business to come to the state of Michigan?
Well, again, they're becoming or are the largest market in the world for many things, and that's something we need to look at is how we can actually export to them. How can we actually build products here that where we have a competitive advantage and do well, and there are things we can do that in. So we need to look at that, and it's not just China. We need to be looking across the world as to where we can do things. But one thing I'll also tell you, Jack, is in some ways that was one of the mistakes the last administration made in terms of economic development. We spent way too much time, or they spent way too much time on what I would describe as hunting, trying to bring a few big out-of-state or out-of-country organizations to our state with huge incentive packages. That's not the best way to do things. It's more economic gardening, where basically we're supporting Michiganders to build and create small businesses and grow those businesses to large organizations. That's going to be the comeback of Michigan, our Michiganders right here doing great work.
So you would not follow the lead of Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is in China on a 6-day trade mission that will also take him to Japan and South Korea?
Just in terms of going on hunting missions like that, I mean, there could be appropriate cases where there's actually a situation where people are really coming and you need to do it to help, you know, support the deal or help get the deal closed mm-hmm. in terms of creating a good relationship. That's appropriate in that case. But simply going to leave the state to go out and look for things, I like to analogize to the business world because I think it is very applicable. If you ask any business person, if they have a company in trouble that's having challenges with their customer base or something, is the right thing to do to work hard on keeping your current customers happy, or should you be out looking for new customers while your current customers are challenged? The obvious answer, the answer every single business person will tell you is you take care of your current customers first.
Mm-hmm.
You make sure they're happy, they're successful, because in fact, that's the best marketing for out-of-state people or other customers, new customers, is great word of mouth from your current customers being happy. That's what we need to do here. And it's amazing that people in government, that career politicians, haven't gotten that in the past. It's time for them to wake up and realize that's the appropriate way to do things.
A GOP gubernatorial candidate, and according to all the polls, a double-digit frontrunner, Rick Snyder, our guest here on Ebling and You. Rick, a lot has been made about jobs. Everyone wants to bring jobs to the state. We understand that. But it is almost as if jobs going overseas is almost as big an issue for some candidates. No truth to the rumor that you would assign the Attorney General and Secretary of State's jobs to a foreign country, right?
No, I'm not sure where people are even getting this kind of stuff. I mean, we elect those offices in terms of making them happen. And again, we got great people here. So I don't even know how people come up with some of these scenarios.
All right. You have a reputation as somewhat of a conciliator, of someone who can bring people together, at least That's what a lot of independents tell me as they decide whom they're going to vote for. Can you say something nice about Virge Bernero?
He's the Democratic candidate for governor, and he has a very nice-looking, I'm sure, a wonderful family.
All right. There was something that came up about 2 weeks ago and infuriated a lot of people here in mid-Michigan, and it was a GOP spinoff, I believe, an online ad for Pure Michigan, and it was Pure Lansing, and it talked about the number of foreclosures, the number of unemployed people, that they could spend more time with their kids because no one here had a job. Do you want to distance yourself from that ad?
Well, yeah. I mean, again, that was unfortunate that the party ran something like that. That is not the approach that I have at all, and that's not what I'm promoting about why we're the best place to be. Because if you look at the fundamental contrast I want people to understand versus the career politicians is our campaign and our focus is about, first of all, being positive, about saying, let's not talk about all our problems. Let's not worry about blame. Let's come up with solutions and solve problems. The second thing is let's look forward, not backward. Again, looking in the rearview mirror, wasting time on blame or our old legacies, we need to look out the front windshield and say, there's positive opportunity here. How do we make that happen? And the last piece of it is let's be inclusive instead of divisive. Instead of arguing about the extremes and really showing why someone may be bad versus good, let's talk about the common ground we have and how we can win together. So my view is how do we create an environment where we work and win together as Michiganders and become a great state again.
Rick Snyder, Republican gubernatorial candidate, our guest on Ebling & You. Rick, thanks for joining us. And if you ever change your mind and you decide you'd like to have a radio debate with Virge Bernero, well, we can accommodate you in about 5 minutes. We can make things happen.
Well, I bet you could. But I also enjoy you asking good questions that are solid, that are talking about Michigan's future. I think that's a better one than just listening to people make up allegations and all kinds of stuff.
We will be right back. We're going to talk with Ken Glickman, our weekly Get a Job segment, coming up next on Ebling & You.